P, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
Today, it's parents versus kid in an all-new couples therapy.
Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, that's it. I've had it.
It's 1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy.
With JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
And we've always had a variety of different couples that have been on the show in this segment, and today it's actually one member of the couple representing the parents in this situation. It is Bill who got a hold of us. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, guys. Good morning to you.
Yeah, so give us a little background. What's going on with you that you need our assistance in couples therapy? It sounds like you and your wife are on the same page.
Yeah. And she, she'd be on the phone, but she has a splitting headache, and you'll understand why.
Okay.
When I go through what we need help with here today. So here's what's going on. So we've got a kid who she's a junior at college here in town. And with the election coming up, she's becoming a lot more political, you know, and being very outspoken at us about all her political views, about everything going on with Russia and Ukraine,
right,
everything going on with Israel, Palestine, all these things. And she's starting to attend all these political rallies and different things. And she's getting really, really fired up for the election this year. And so we're not quite sure how to handle it, because part of this, this is a problem of our own making, because we have always raised her to be aware. We have raised her to use her voice. So we like that she's becoming politically aware, but
right
at the same time, if I'm honest with you, her version of being political, she's becoming kind of an ass, you know?
Yeah, that tends to happen.
So we're fighting all the time. It's like, we're not the enemy, but she's fighting with us all the time like we are, and we just don't know what to do. And so I'd love to get some ideas from you, your listeners, and, you know, and they can absolutely feel free to make fun of, because we made our bed, we're lying in it now, but we want to get out of this bed, because
right. So, Bill, does your daughter kind of fixate on this stuff? Does that take up a majority of the conversation usually now?
Oh, like every breath from the time she wakes up from, I mean, it doesn't stop all day long. We can't just even ask her, are you liking your dinner? Like, it just, everything becomes political. Yeah.
Yeah. I wondered when you mentioned, the missus having a headache, and generally that's kind of how that goes usually. If you are highly interested in politics, you also end up not being able to not talk about anything else.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, we've experienced stuff like that before. All right, well, interesting.
Okay.
Well, I'm excited to hear what our listeners
We'll see what our listeners can advice-wise can give you.
I've got tons of thoughts here, but I'm going to save them after we hear. I want to hear our listeners.
From our people. Okay, so Bill, hang on the line. This is what we're going to do.
Coming up next. Yo! This is what's next with JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
How are we doing this, Coryell?
So for couples therapy on Facebook, KX969, are you team let her learn or team put a cork in it?
Oh, Coryell! Yes!
And honestly, Bill, I do appreciate how he was... at least this conversation, it didn't sound like they were necessarily trying to stifle her learning and her experiences and opinions. It's just kind of the... can we talk about something else?
It's the easiest way to put it. She's becoming an extremist, it sounds like, and that's never good.
Okay. So on Facebook, KX969, team let her learn or team put a cork in it, and why?
And why? You've got to put the why in there too, because we're
trying to help Bill and his wife out a little bit.
Yeah. So if you'd like to be a part of it, again, Facebook, X, and Instagram, KX969, to be a part of couples therapy. It's Couples Therapy Wednesday, and if you're just joining us, it's Bill who reached out. He's representing him and his wife, their college-aged daughter, on how to handle what she's going through right now. She's just now learning and leaning into politics and forming her own opinions on politics. On one side, the couple's happy she's at an age where she's learning life and interested in these things. But on the other, they think she's becoming quite an ass when it comes to her things.
Their words, not ours.
Yeah, their words. And the daughter is all fired up for the election, and it's all she talks about. And so we wanted you to pick a side. It's team let her learn or team put a cork in it, but also why, so that we can help Bill and his wife in the best way of parenting their child.
Yeah, on Facebook, KX969, Carrie says, let her learn and here's why. She's probably leaning into all this because she's young and wants to have passion for something, and all the political stuff is everywhere right now. Mm-hmm. But this will be a lifelong passion for her, and maybe not, but she'll learn the bounds of what's okay and not okay to discuss as she goes along. That's just part of learning. Absolutely fine to tell her when it's inappropriate to discuss, but don't shut her down.
Gotcha. That's a good one. Hi, good morning. What do you think?
I think put a cork in it.
How come?
So it's just like my sister is very religious, which that is fine. That is her prerogative. But don't come preach it to me. You know what I mean? I don't want to hear it. You know, keep it to yourself. You do your thing. If you want to go to church and do all that, that's wonderful. You do that. But find those people that want to do that too. I hate politics. Don't come preach politics to me. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know.
Got it.
Yeah.
No, it's good. Yep. I like it.
By the way, we still have
phone issues. Yeah.
We still have phone issues. Yeah. We're working on that. We got a new phone. We got an upgrade.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, we got an upgrade that sounds like a downgrade. Yeah. On Facebook, KX969, Jared says, put a cork in it. There's more to life than following politics, which does nothing but raise your blood pressure and ruin your day.
Hi, Kicks. What do you think?
I say put a cork in it. However, you got a challenger. It'll shut her up.
Love it.
Just take her on.
I also know that was a phone beep right there, but it sounded
like we bleeped her.
It sounded like unnecessary censorship.
Yeah.
Phone.
Yeah, I do like that call though, because like one of my favorite things to do is when someone's like, and it doesn't matter if they're Republican or Democrat, if they're being like over the top, I just ask a ton of questions. Because most of the time they don't have answers.
Yeah.
And it's frustrating for them. It's
so
fun.
You like to troll.
Is it a troll? You just troll asking more questions. I'm learning.
Yeah, because the way you said that, your tone a little bit.
Hell
you're like,
yeah. They're
sounds
trust
like
me.
You're,
they're trolling
like
me
troll
more than
too.
I'm trolling them by just talking to me about all this.
I can also say I'm not surprised by that.
It is tough to ask people questions they don't have answers to, but think they know everything.
Good morning. What do you think?
I think I'm a highly political person. However, they need to tell their daughter that, you know, you will ruin opportunities if you keep just like throwing this stuff in people's face. Mm. You can learn, you can understand it, but man, you better just be careful because your job opportunities or the kind of people that want to hang out with you are going to diminish quickly if you're continually being like this.
That's a good point too.
Yeah, there is. I think the broader issue really, especially since Bill seemed to be so... They didn't seem to mention anything about differing opinions or anything like that. It just was the frequency.
The amount that
she talks about it and stuff. And I think that caller kind of that too, along with what Carrie had said, it kind of comes back to just like decorum. Like when it's appropriate, when it isn't. Like have some self-awareness to realize that like you might be insufferable at some point to people. even if they have the same viewpoints as you.
Yeah.
If that's higher personality, all you're talking about, I can see how that would be hard to stomach sometimes.
That's true. Well, let's bring Bill back in here. Bill, how are you feeling after hearing from our listeners?
Yeah, it's great. I really love it. And I got to say, I think, you know, what I'm taking away from it, too, is making me realize that while we taught her to use her voice, we maybe forgot a little bit of, you know, the other part of communication is listening.
Oh, yeah, and, good point.
You know, and I think we need to hit that as well, too, that, you know, look, you're welcome to express your opinion, but you got to listen to other people, too. And I love that you're going to be insufferable at times to somebody. So learn a little decorum.
Yeah,
I think
is
the way to go.
Okay, well, hopefully we were helpful,
this helped a little bit, Bill. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hope so. I just hope we can get her to shut up long enough to hear us.
to hear your side for a second.
Well, hey, maybe you can shut her up. We'll send you the copy of this segment to you, and then you can play it for her. Maybe that'll be get her to sit and listen for a few minutes.
Oh, I'd love that.
Okay. All right.
Awesome.
Well, hey, we appreciate you bringing this to our show, and we wish you and your wife and your daughter as well the best of luck, all right?
Thank y'all.
And if you need our help, we're here for you with Couples Therapy. Just reach out, Facebook X or Instagram, KX969. We'll tackle anything.